everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Lima's Talk Show. This is the first time on my pod this year. And come on board, beautiful people. How are you doing? If you don't know my name is Salawudeen Alimat Sadia, and I am a content creator based in Nigeria. Yes, so I create content about lifestyle. I create content about social issues, health issues, basically lifestyle. I swear, like, I'm very good in that aspect. Okay, so guys, on this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you one particular thing that I've been battling. I have been battling this syndrome. I won't say it's a syndrome. I've been battling this for about, I don't know when, and I don't know how long, but I know it's been long. But I just found out this week, like, I just found out this week, and I'm so grateful that I did that, because, like, why would I even suffer this kind of syndrome? Okay, it sounds vain, it sounds like what she's saying, but I know what I am saying, and I really wish people that can relate to this can find this content, because they would understand better. Now, I can't even imagine it. I recently found out that I have the fear of doing something right. Like, when I want to do something right, especially when I've been doing it all wrong, and then it's the time to do it right, I get scared. Like, why am I doing it right? I don't know if you get it. I don't know if you understand. Okay, so how did I get to discover that I have this syndrome? I don't even know the name for this syndrome. I went to Google to check for the name, and for the first time, Google disappointed me. I'm not disappointed, actually. Google has tried. It has tried. But, like, Google did not have the best results for my question this time. It gave me other results that looked like the cousin to this syndrome that I'm facing, but it is not exactly what I want to hear from Google, or see from Google, rather. It did not hit. But I know what I am saying. Like, when I have plans all mapped out, so I'm not really this perfectly mapping out plans person. I'm more like, okay, I want to do this particular thing. Let me go and study for it. Let me research on it. And then I think from there I would know, you know, like, from there I'll move and like that. Okay, so I realized that whenever I have, like, good ideas pop, and then I want to read about it, I want to know everything it takes to be successful about that idea, I'm always very good at, you know, at researching. I'm always very good at trying to make something perfect at the start. But, like, when I need to show up, or when I need to now fully immerse myself in these ideas, I'm nowhere to be found. I am scared and I am backing out. Yes, so this week I caught myself red-handed, and it started by, okay, today is Sunday 6th of February, and around yes, you know, it was a new month, and then I felt like, Halima, like, this year I told God that, and I told myself, God helping me, I am making my money, I am starting to be financially independent, I am starting to be attracted to the money that I deserve this year. Like, I am making my money this year. I'm starting to make my money this year. So I have to work hard. I have to think outside the boxes and stuff like that. So it was the beginning of a new month, like I was saying, and I just felt like, okay, I'm good at social media. I am good at them. I know for myself. And this WhatsApp I used on a daily basis, I'm always there. I put out content, like, as if I'm being paid for it. Say that I have some level of engagement on my WhatsApp. Are you there? So I feel like, Halima, this is actually a good thing. You know, you can monetize this thing. And I was like, wow, that idea is good. I like it. Okay, what should I do? So I feel like I can start from here, and my brand can grow from here, and so on and so forth. I'm a brand freak. I love brands. I love getting branded. Okay, so I went to YouTube and I went to search on how to make a successful WhatsApp TV, and then I saw plenty resources, downloaded them, and I started watching these resources one after the other. And do you know that as I was watching them, I began to take steps. I took steps as I was watching them. If they asked me to download a WhatsApp business, I did that. They asked me to, you know, do this, do that. I did that. Like, I was doing all of this. And then I realized that at the end, like, I already had a really nice WhatsApp business profile or setup. But it was time for me to take actions. Like, how to start getting audience to view my status, like, and market to and stuff like that. And then I started feeling like, I could not find myself any longer. Like, I could not find my passion again. I don't know what happened. I am still trying to search for this passion. I have the passion, but I could not bring it up to stage. My passion has stage fright, apparently. So, why am I afraid of doing something right? Why? Why am I afraid? Like, when it comes to me doing something right, sometimes I am always scared. I don't know why, but I know that me putting this out is even a very, very big method, a very, very big escape from this clause. Like, help me, sister. Help me. I need help. I know. I need help. And one of the ways I could help myself is by putting this out. And, you know, I just don't know what to say any longer. But I feel like this I am doing will get to the right audience. Like, there is someone out there that would relate very well to this. If you want to help me, I beg. I know they're shy. Help me. I need you to help me. I love you so much, guys. Till some other time on the Limaster. I promise you, I'm very normal. Nothing is wrong with me. I promise you, okay? Till some other time on the Limaster Talk Show. I love you guys so much. Bye. Bye.